Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It worked!
Oh my goodness, a groundbreaking day for my internet and Optimum and SmackDown as we had a heck of a 40-minute segment today. Thank you so much for joining our SmackDown post-show for March 1st. We are on the road to WrestleMania, people, and we've got two great people here to talk about what's going on with Sean Ross Sapp. He's going to tell you about some things going on Fightful Select, some updates on what we got on SmackDown today, and as always, joined by Alexis Cardoza. But before we dive in with them, please get in your super chats and your humper chats at humperchats.com. Ask Sean whatever you want to ask him while he's here. He'll do his best, as always. Please leave a thumbs up on this video as well. It helps people find us in the algorithm. But I think we might have a hot one today because we got a lot going on with the Bloodline. We've got The Rock. Developments going on with nights one and two of WrestleMania, implications on tonight's show. So some good stuff here. But Cardoza, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. I got all the scoops. I got so many things that are happening. I mean, I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to let just Sean take over because I just,
I know where you start, and that's at FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the biz. Some very nice news that went up today about Tony Khan getting important clearance from the Hart family about Sting's descending from the rafters, which was such a cool spot. Just some nice news going on there. News all week. I'm sure there's going to be more coming out of Revolution, but we're talking SmackDown today, and we had quite a segment. Sean, I'll let you kind of lead the way here, and then I'll give a recap of that segment. But if there's anything you wanted to address off the top.
You know, SmackDown is the FCC governed show, so I respect Alexis Cardoza basically quoting Tupac without quoting him. Of course, the famous line, "I'm gonna let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass bad boy bitches." That's what he basically just said. But oh man, so funny enough, Will Chisholm says, "SRS, I need you to fact check The Rock being number one on meth and cocaine usage in Phoenix." Let me just check this. We've got Robert DeFelice less than 1 minute ago, because I assigned this in our chat. I said, let's do a fact check on that. And Robert says, he wasn't lying. Phoenix is number one for meth and cocaine. It's true. It is absolutely, absolutely true. My God, guys. So there's an awful lot here. First off, courtesy of FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. It's the best $5 in the business. $5 a month or $54 a year. You can save time on that as well. or save a couple months off on that. We've got a Discord now. If you want to meet up in Greensboro, we're arranging something between when doors open at 6 and the first match at Greensboro and Revolution. After that, I'm going to hang out and enjoy the show. But we're arranging something there. You all can talk with us on Discord. We're there live chatting with every show and all that. But yeah, we had news today on the Sting entrance. We're going to have a lot more Sting news this weekend. But on Saturday, we're going to have a bunch of producer news, backstage news, but we're going to give you some of that right now. The Rock's promo. Usually, Michael Hayes produces everything, not just Bloodline, but Bloodline connected. So like if Sami Zayn is getting ready to face Roman Reigns, usually Michael Hayes is producing that. For a while, Michael Hayes had been doing like co-producer stuff. Now, tonight, Jason Jordan was listed for both of these segments, the Bloodline and The Rock, which were scheduled for 2 segments total. It went over a little bit, needless to say. Something tells me that the Zion Quinn Braun Breaker match, they said, God damn it, we can't do 11 seconds now. It's got to be 8.6. We got to shave some time off here. But
brutal.
This did affect the Naomi-Tiffany Stratton match that was supposed to get 2 segments start to finish. They got 9 minutes, including entrances and a commercial, which is a bummer. But you know what? The Rock is, it's almost like being at a comedy club and you sort of delegate to the biggest star, and there is no bigger star in that situation than The Rock. And I guess 21 minutes wasn't long enough today for him to say what he needed to say. That promo I thought was one of the best promos that he has ever cut in his entire life. I thought it was modern. I thought that it closed a lot of gaps that they had. I've been asking people about reactions to that I'll have on Fightful Select, hopefully this weekend as well. Lupongi Vice says, my neighbors like crack too. Arizona ain't special.
That's such a good handle, by the way, Lupongi Vice. I love that so much.
Really? Yeah, we did have the SmackDown plans on Fightful Select ahead of the show as well, so I hope you guys will check that out. And Alex has Sour Graps over there as well, but Rey Mysterio was not listed on the rundown, so that was hidden like a little bit. A thing that I feel like is important to note that I won't be here for later. Nick Aldis didn't say that he's got a WrestleMania tag team title announcement. He just said that he and Adam Pearce have a tag team title announcement coming up soon. So I'm working to find out what that is as well. But we have full producers and backstage info on SmackDown coming on Saturday, including lots of stuff on Tiffany Stratton, on The Rock. They did confiscate the Rock Shops at Balco sign. For those of you who don't know what Balco is, it was the steroid scandal in the 2000s that had MLB all up in a tizzy. So lots of stuff there. And also this weekend on FightfulSelect.com, we spoke to Josh Alexander specifically about his contract and it getting picked up for a year. But yeah, obviously I'm here to talk about that first segment. It was something. And The Rock's promo earlier, which will be a lot of fun. I'll be joining hopefully Sunday as well, guys.
Sure. So we had a 20-minute social media promo before this even started. So you had like 21. 40 minutes. Yeah, perfect. So you had like 40 minutes of The Rock cutting promos today, some on social media. I had the Cody approach of congratulations or whatever. I'm not going to read all that. But this promo I really liked. I'll run through some of the highlights of it real quick. I will say this, for me, was the best promo I've seen from The Rock since I started watching in real time in 2009. I find this heel persona really refreshing. This all could have happened in 20 minutes total, I think, but running through it here, Roman comes out and he says, acknowledge me, taunts the crowd to be louder a couple of times, threatens to leave, says his obligations are fulfilled. They're not acknowledging him the way he wants to be acknowledged. And Paul Heyman comes out, impishly saying that they need to stick around for The Rock here. And then The Rock comes out. He's hamming it up. My one complaint with it is that the time that he came out, he was not getting booed. He was getting cheered pretty much. maybe mixed reactions, but largely cheered for just his entrance part. And the first thing he says is about being booed. And I was like, that didn't quite happen. But then we get into what The Rock is best at. And I think the most updated and modern version of it that we've seen in a while. He calls Phoenix, what we were referring to earlier, home of the cokeheads and the meth heads, calls them cactus-loving crackheads, and that now they finally have something worth shooting in their veins. That part of the line, I feel like, is something people are missing that I actually thought was the best part of it, to be honest. He says that Cody wants to go one-on-one with The Rock. Every woman in the room wants to go one-on-one with The Rock, but the crackhead Karens wouldn't be able to handle his 22 inches of heaven. Clarifies that he's not talking about his dick.
His penis.
He's talking about his arms.
Yeah, yeah.
He calls Seth Rollins a clown emoji, a walking clown emoji in this. And he lays out the stipulation here that in counter to what Cody had said, that he wants to set up the tag match that we were all kind of expecting on night one. And if Seth and Cody beat them on night one, then Cody has Roman one-on-one, no bloodline involved at all on night two. But if they lose, it's bloodline rules, meaning basically anything goes. And he says, I may join Pat McAfee on commentary. Jimmy may be a special guest referee. Solo Sikoa might be singing the national anthem, but The Rock will bash his brains in and it'll be totally legal. I think murder is still not legal in these matches, but who knows? And he says if they don't accept the challenge, basically The Rock is going to go out of his way to make sure that Cody's story ends tragically and to stop him basically in his track. Then we see The Rock go for the if you smell, but Roman, very dramatically, but very well done, grabs his wrist and he asks for The Rock to acknowledge him. And The Rock does, which is pretty cool. And the crowd is chanting sellout. They're having a huge reaction to this. And The Rock says, this is what family does. They will do anything for family. They close out the segment by saying, if you smell. And then Roman Reigns says, with the bloodlines cooking, that has to have been the coolest moment in the world for Roman Reigns. I'm sorry. That's got to be so
The Rock, rad. The Rock, Roman had like stopped him physically too at yes. one point before he was like, here's what I need you to do. They crammed an awful lot in here and it was The Rock crammed. Accomplished
it was 37 minutes.
Okay. And they still crammed it. To be fair, The Rock and the Bloodline effectively got an hour's worth of screen time today. Because yeah. everybody watched that damn promo that The Rock did, which for those of you who don't know, here are the cliffs note of what Rock said earlier about Cody Rhodes, because it is relevant to this. He said that Cody Rhodes absolutely has the right to change his mind. Everybody has the right to change their mind. And that's what he did because The Rock had approached Cody and said, listen, here's what I want to do. Biggest match in WrestleMania history. It'll be good for the business. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for everybody. And Cody agreed. He said, Cody won the Royal Rumble. He earned it. And I like that. He did not minimize Cody Rhodes' accomplishment or anything like that. He said, everybody has the right to change their mind. It's just how he did it. And he said, it was so good. Because he was like, I saw Cody backstage before that. He dapped me up. He didn't say, hey, Rock, come over here. I got to talk to you about something. He didn't say, let's handle this in private before embarrassing you publicly and taking shots at your family. He was like, instead, Cody came out in the middle of something very important, screamed, this is bullshit. Said that my family was a bunch of lackeys and losers and undermined what, like, the importance of what we were doing. Like, it was such a stark shift of everything I have seen of The Rock in the last 15 years. Like, and it shows you that The Rock can absolutely be that guy when he wants to, because I don't think they probably ran this by script writers, probably maybe Gewirtz or somebody, maybe that. But he explained what happened with Cody. He explained why he took such personal exception. And also that elephant in the room that I had always mentioned about promos, when I always hated it when a babyface would come out with a mic by himself and then whine and bitch. And I'm like, what? Could have done this on your phone, bro. Could have done this backstage. Why are you taking center stage to bitch about this? That's why I always prefer an interviewer to prompt a babyface with that. But The Rock did an incredible job. Then they did all this healing tonight. The entire segment of the Bloodline at first, like that was an incredible amount of wasted time. They could have just immediately brought The Rock out and done that earlier. The Rock laid down the challenge. Also earlier in the day, he's like, listen, I didn't give a damn about Seth Rollins, but Seth Rollins is about to get acquainted with me because he's now disrespecting us as well. I thought like this took forever. All things considered, I thought it kicked so much ass. So that now it becomes one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time. Like you got this, you got Cody Roman, you've got Drew McIntyre hotter than he's ever been against Seth Rollins. You got Rhea and Becky. You've got like fifth down is the woman who won the Royal Rumble, for the love of God. I thought they just killed it with this. I think that this is one of the happiest accidents that has ever happened. And I'm sure we're going to talk a lot about this.
Agreed. Before we get into some super chats, though, Cardoza, what were your thoughts on this? Because I don't have the nostalgic attachment. We've talked about that at length. You do have a nostalgic attachment. This is a very different version of The Rock than we've seen since the entire time I've started watching. What were your thoughts? And we'll dig into some of your chats here because we've got them floating in.
Yeah, just to be quick, I mean, we grew up, Sean, I'm pretty sure, I know you're not as old as I am, but you've seen what The Rock has done as the corporate Rock and everything that he did in the past. And even that to me wasn't hitting as hard as it is now. He's like on another level. And I just to see the way that the crowds and everyone's reacting to it, they're filling up crowds. They're telling you that The Rock's going to be there. They're going there to boo him. Some are there to cheer him. And just like you mentioned, Kate, you weren't, you didn't know who he was back in the day. You had no idea. You had no attachment to it. But these people that are going do. And that's what's filling up these arenas right now. And it's insane to see the reactions that people are giving it. I love it. I don't know. Did you two notice that there was just a lot more signs in the crowd that there have been a while? Like, it felt like I was watching a late 90s, 2000s WWE event with all the signs in the crowd. It's insane.
I need people. I'm calling on everybody. Next week on SmackDown, bring your flash bulbs. Yeah. Dig it out of the chest. That's what I miss. I miss the flash bulbs. Like they're like little things like that. Like I remember when Bray Wyatt, they started to do the fireflies, but that came at the compromise of the claps because you can't hold your phone and clap at the same time. There are so many things, but you never see a picture with a bunch of flash bulbs in the background anymore.
Great.
I miss that. Is it me? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, sure.
Let's do some of these.
Is it me or Roman looks salty and jealous tonight? So I did want to point this out too, that alongside The Rock doing this, Roman, one of the things he does best, both in ring and in promos, his facial expressions are just incredible. And the whole time this was going on, you could kind of feel this sense of, well, that looks like he smelled a fart, but
he did. He did.
He did.
Solo cranked one out.
That's what happened. Hey, let's crank. But I loved how much you could see the frustration building with him because it was imperative to him that The Rock acknowledge him. Like all of this is going on. One of the bright sides, I guess, of this taking 37 minutes is you could see that frustration mounting with Roman. Like, yeah, this is all great, except are you going to acknowledge me as the head of the table? Really, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So KE775 saying, so both the men's world title matches will be on Sunday. I'm guessing Seth Drew opens and Cody Roman closes. I think that's probably correct. Is the tag match what main events night one, or do you think that goes to one of the gals matches?
I think that, here's my opinion, it's a hunch. I think the tag match main events, and I think they put Rhea and Becky on night one of that because I think that has a little bit more marquee value to casuals. And then I think they probably do Bayley EO night two as well, because if you've got Seth and Drew starting, Bayley EO in the middle, Cody Roman at the top. Ooh, damn, that's good. And that's before, they're going to have a Logan Paul match on there. They're going to have Jimmy and Jay, which is going to be super over. awesome truth. Actually, I hope it's R-Truth and John Cena winning the tag team titles from Judgment Day. R-Truth's childhood hero. There are so many different things that are going to be really, really big on this show. But yeah.
This is just a nice one saying, Kate, I love your hair. This is night 4 of me asking people to pay money to tell me that my hair looks nice. But Alex, I love your Power Ranger helmets. And Sean, I love your drop toe hold. It's the best in the biz. It is the best in the biz.
Speaking of helmets, I have an exclusive look at Rey Mysterio's new mask.
Oh, looks great. Booyaka, looks booyaka, incredible. As they say.
Looks incredible.
I agree with this, Chat Van Twinblade saying, Kate, other Alex, Sean, why the F is Bailey playing fourth fiddle to everyone else? I am the story should be the main event gal. I think the story with Bailey and EO is stronger than the story with Rhea and Becky. Not that that one's weak, and I understand the reasoning of putting them in the main event slot, but I just feel like Bailey deserves it so much. It does feel like her story is getting a little bit overpowered here, but Sean, do you think there's a possibility that that flips? Do you think Rhea and Becky aren't main eventing and we get Bailey and EO in this spot? Do you think there might be fan demand for such a thing?
I don't think either of them are main eventing. I think it's going to be Rock and Roman tag match night 1 and then Rock or Roman Cody night 2. I don't think either one of those nights has a women's main event.
Well, guess they'll have to come out with a chip on their shoulder like they did last year and tear it down, which they will. But Shibugan saying Kate is asking people to acknowledge her hair. That's exactly what I'm doing. Please continue to send in money. This is a great use of Sean's time, by the way. Me just asking people to send in money about my hair. But Play Mink saying maybe I'm in the minority, but I think The Rock is overrated. I don't like his promos, his matches, his movies. Nothing he does. Nothing I say. Well, I think Cody's story is better and fits him winning the title at MSG. I hope he wins so The Rock shuts up. Now,
hold on. Let's spend some time. Sorry to interrupt. Let's spend some time on this because he was very generous. There's going to be a lot of people that agree with him about The Rock being overrated. People thought that in 99, 2000s, back on the message board. Like, it was very heavy. Like, he was a guy that a lot of people accuse of being the five-move guy, him and Austin, both of them. However, like, I remember message board arguments where people would then list the moves that he did and be like, no, see, now the elements of this, what Rock said, are particularly interesting because a lot of people are expecting this to have been an elaborate Cody Rock coup to infiltrate the bloodline because of what Rock said. He goes, night 1, if you all win, no bloodline night 2. Well, that could definitely set up Cody to have a very, very clean win. However, I think the story fits a lot better with the second option, which is Rock and Roman win, and it's bloodline rules. Anything goes. Because then, assuming there isn't some rule that anybody else can't get involved, The Rock could turn on Roman. You could have Seth and Drew and Sammy and KO and Orton and everybody who's ever been affected by the bloodline help as well, but they're definitely seeming like they're setting the stage for The Rock being a double agent in this group. I'm interested to hear what each one of you think about that.
I personally don't like it because I feel like a huge part of Roman's domination has been how smart he is, and I don't like it ending on him getting outsmarted. I think there's a really fun story there of what you had said of letting the bloodline rules take over. That's been his entire reign anyway. If it's going to end, have it end that way. And then The Rock can kind of come back and say, I acknowledged you as head of the table. And the first thing that happens after that is you lose the title. Like, you're not the head of the table. I'm the head of the table. Build to that one-on-one match. I think that's a way better direction to go. I don't like Roman not being savvy enough to pick up on the fact that The Rock might be a double agent, but Cardoza, you have a longer standing relationship with The Rock than I do. What are your thoughts on this?
Just finished texting him. Great job tonight, Dwayne. I call him DJ. But yeah, so I don't know, man. I think that there's an implosion that will be happening. I don't know if that's going to happen at WrestleMania or hell, you know, we know the Monday after WrestleMania is also a big event. So I just feel like you just mentioned, this could go into the Bloodline rules. And it's just a bigger story for Cody to overtake. That is the bigger story. You want to see that, I think. I think I would like to see something like that happen where Cody has to, against all odds, right? It makes a better video package for later on. And we'll see where that goes. But I think the implosion will happen soon enough between, the cousins there.
Sure. We've got Bad Robot, who's not that bad of a robot. He's a very good nice robot. To us. Saying, true or false, Rock's 21-minute Twitter video is longer than his natural entrance is excluded. Thanks for being great, Kate, Alex, and SRS. I'll also throw this one in at the same time here from Will, saying that The Rock said Cody had that look on his face like he ran over his stupid dog that popped me so much. Nobody is safe. I did not watch all 21 minutes of the promo, but I did love that everybody was like, damn, Pharaoh is catching strays out here. But
that could mean something completely different in the dog world. I'm
that
just
is
saying.
True. That is true.
Hey now. Hey it's now. Crazy he's to me that he's neutered.
Yeah,
Do we know that? Can you confirm that?
It's crazy to me that between all these promos, they had almost an hour and like 10 minutes worth of talking, basically, these guys.
That's my only thing with this. I felt like it was really good. I think it could have been great or excellent if they had just boiled it down to 20 minutes. It very easily could have been 20 minutes. But Mr. Acosta saying, I am once again just not entertained. I'm sports entertained. That's what it's all about. What a swerve. The eventual Rock versus Roman match now feels bigger. There is something nice about this happy accident in that it is adding layers to that story that could come out of that. So that's a really good point. I'm glad that you brought that up. Crazy027 saying, what if Roman betrays The Rock first? That's not a possibility that I think has been talked about a ton. Any thoughts on that, Sean?
About Roman getting to The Rock first?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that after 4 years of Roman getting everybody else, I think he's got to get got, so to speak. It's finally his comeuppance, which, you know, if Vince were still booking, they'd just book for heat for six more years because that's what they do. But I think that this era of this era of promoters realizes, oh, wait, the fans really like the show when baby faces win and good things happen to them and things like that. Oh my God.
No Wait, way.
We can give them what they want and they'll come to the show.
It'd be happy about it. Get out of town and take a bus, I say. Shibugan saying, I didn't watch SmackDown, but The Rock's online promo was garbage. I can't imagine that the probably overlong segment today was any better. I actually really liked the meat of it. It just took so damn long. But again, I think this is the best The Rock has been since I started watching in 09. And we have an opposite opinion here from Zodi saying the Bloodline story is pure cinema. Heyman's facial expressions are goated. Thank you so much for the support, guys. Will saying, so The Rock broke news that he is a Batista dick. Well played. Rock Hard Joel Wood saying, in my opinion, whoever wins night one will foreshadow who wins night two because I can't see Roman or Cody losing in back-to-back nights. It does seem like whichever precedent sets up one will maybe set up the other. Do you think that's tipping the hand, Sean, a little bit?
I don't, because it's WWE, and at their core, they are WWE, and I still think there is a possibility. I'll never say 100% to anything, but like, I just still think that there's a possibility that they're like, nah, we got to keep the belt on Roman for The Rock next year. And I hope not, but
I very much hope not either. But then it is so hard to not be in that mindset because of all the history of everything so far. But James saying, so I was curious of your thoughts on about the Insta-Rock promo and The Rock hinting at using his TKO power to remove the belt from Seth. I actually liked it. I think you double-typed there. It. Or you loved it. Either one.
No, I absolutely loved it because, like, to have Mr. McMahon was a great heel character that couldn't work a goddamn lick. The Rock is, as we see, a great heel character who not only that, he's physically imposing. He's got a pedigree. He's one of the biggest stars in the world. He exudes, the guy exudes such charisma and power that there are people that have expected him to run for president for like the last 10 years. He's had to say, guys, shut up about that. I'm not going to be the president. I love that he's wielding this power because he can do it. And as he said, wrestling is very, very cool right now.
He did mention that a lot. He harped on it selling out again, and that the Bloodline and The Rock have made it electrifying once again. That was also said at this very extensive promo. But I also love that too, because while I didn't watch a lot of the Attitude Era, it was built on blurring the lines between reality and the show, right? So I like kind of returning to that, but I really like this version of The Rock so far. Bad Robot saying, my true or false joke question wasn't answered, so I'm super chatting to demand a refund. I compliment Kate's hair and Alex and SRS's lighting.
There you go. I got the two lights over here.
Very nice. I am in a hole in my living room because Optimum sucks.
Your lighting is... Your lighting is still better than like Jeremy and SP3 and anybody else I know that has podcasted for like 10 years.
Wow.
That is a sad step up, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Kim Gray saying, SRS, did you see LaGreca's response to The Rock? I didn't see it yet, but.
I haven't, but I'll watch it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Eventually. I'll be off the clock in about 10-15 minutes and then I'll watch it.
So get your super chats and humper chats in. That's what we were hinting at there. But Rockhard Joelwood saying, so they confiscate the Balco sign but leave the Die Rocky Die gets to stay and black out the broadcast apparently. So there were a couple of, yeah, there were a couple things where I had heard from people that I knew were at the show. There were chants of coke and meth that were trying to deafen. There were some signs that said that, which I won't repeat. But there will still be
people that tell me that WWE isn't muting audio.
Yeah, they are very incorrect. But chat here saying, appreciate you all. Thank you, SRS, for the absolute hard work you do. I am not a Rack fan, but holy geez, he's got me hooked. And gosh dang, Alexis is handsome. Oh!
Look at that.
Got you, baby. Let's go. I try to bring that Latino heat into the broadcast. You know what I'm saying?
Aggressive.
Guapo.
I have decided to interpret that as an insult, and you need to spend $40 telling me how pretty I am all the time.
Wow.
So that's all I'm saying.
I Venmo you money as it is.
Kate and I spent like 6 months Venmoing the same $5 back and forth to each other at one point.
Here's the hint. Sean deserved it. I did not, because that was the wrestling news cycle of 2022, which didn't end till now.
I think at some point you cash apped me a Starbucks card and I didn't know how to send that back. So I couldn't do it.
I was like, please get a coffee. Shauna saying, finally, a great promo by The Rock. Do you think The Rock will use his power to cost the walking clown emoji his title, setting up The Rock and Seth? That's an interesting wrinkle that they've worked into the story. I feel like that probably just leads to the tag match, because I'm also assuming that Drew is going to win at WrestleMania. If not, Sami Zayn shoehorning his way into a triple threat. But any thoughts on The Rock and Seth? I would like to see Roman Seth more than that, because Seth never actually lost to Roman. But I think we get The Rock and Seth Rollins maybe in Saudi Arabia or something.
It could. I think that's possible, but I think that by then Drew has the title, and I don't think that match needs the title. You can do Seth and Rock completely separate of that.
Certainly can. Kaiju Thunder has been so supportive, I think a little bit newer. So thank you for being so supportive of us. Coke and Meth, what is this, an NWA show? When is Fightful getting The Rock interview? Sean, do you have plans to interview The Rock? Would you like to do that? Do you think it would be good for business?
Listen, to be fully clear, if I had interviewed him in Vegas, I was going to ask him about Vince stuff, because I felt like that was very, very important. But I don't think I am on their radar. But then again, you know what? I was surprised that I got interviews in Vegas as well. Me and Denise were the only wrestling media there that got those. So I guess anything's possible. We'll see.
Wow, we're so popular at Fightful. Austin Love. Any idea when the Hall of Fame announcements will start?
So to prevent me from punting a child, let me just say this again. The Hall of Fame announcements did not start until March 10th last year. Now, and this isn't me taking a shot at their question or anything. I just get asked this so much. People are like, oh, man, it's already March. They didn't start till March 10th last year.
So, no updates.
I would imagine probably within a couple weeks.
In other words, you're going to tell us. No.
Oh, we got a Humper Chat that says, do you know anything about Hall of Fame announcements? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Tyro Hayes saying, can we get The Rock as head of the table after WrestleMania 40 and a Roman face turn versus The Rock for WrestleMania 41? Now, I do think a Roman face turn is got to be on the way after this downfall. Maybe he goes away for a little bit and comes back as a face, but I think people, after years of booing him, but knowing that he's actually really cool, will probably want to cheer him.
Oh, I think there's a great story there. The Rock little broing Roman Reigns. Like, I can just see, and I've laid this out before. You ever see the quote where Hogan's like, well, brother, when Warrior beat me, they just watched me leave. They didn't watch Warrior celebrate. That's bullshit. That's a lie. People loved Warrior at that time. It was a big deal.
He's a liar?
He's a liar.
No way.
Breaking news.
People are going to watch Cody celebrate for 10 minutes. And
What
they are going to do is they are going to pan back to that ring. Because the main character of their TV show for the last decade will have just lost the title. And The Rock will just be standing there looking at him with disappointment. He will pick up the lay. He'll take it and walk out with it. And he'll be like, you were never head of the table. And that's the promo that will follow. The Rock can be like, you were never head of the table. My grandfather was high chief. I'm high chief. You've never been that. You will never be that. I've been giving you bit parts in my movies because you can't get your own. All that type of stuff. Like, we're going to see stuff like that, a real disrespect. And I think the important part of this is the ultimate betrayal. Roman Reigns is going to side with Vin Diesel because he's going to understand the value of family.
Jesus Christ. It's happening.
Goddamn right!
Vin Diesel and Tama Tonga showing up at the same time at Mania.
Wow.
Do you think Tama Tonga shows up at Mania, the Raw after Mania, or SmackDown after Mania? Or is he going to NXT?
I think he should come to the main roster. I think he should go straight there. I think it should be week after Mania.
Seth should screw Cody. He never lost to Roman. Well, I think he should maybe screw him over in that case.
Yeah.
Apex Calibre saying Rock will be high, Chief. Roman can stay tribal.
I mean, if he spends enough time in Phoenix, apparently, he'll be the high chief.
Phoenix.
Coke, meth. Oh, my. I am the tribal beef. Acknowledge me, says Meat Norman.
Jesus,
I love
Christ.
Him. I love him so much. He's the best. Sean, any idea what the tag belt announcement is? Now, you said you were going to look into it. Also noted that it was not WrestleMania specific.
At least as they announced it, it was not WrestleMania specific.
Speculating recklessly.
I'll tell you what was funny. New Catch Republic were like, first off, they're like, if it weren't for Dom, and I'm like, Dom got ejected pretty early. Like, they beat you pretty cleanly. And then they were like, yeah, but at Mania. And Aldis was like, Aldis. Nick Aldis said, huh?
He's like, what? Your damn horses.
Nick Aldis quoted the Yin Yang Twins and said, ha? Mania? I don't think so, buddies. Go on. Get back in the ditch where you belong. He was like so dismissive of their WrestleMania dreams that it was ridiculous. Like,
I got an announcement to make.
Yeah.
Do you think we're leading to a tag split? Like title split of the tag belts?
I hope it's like a just new belts. I like the idea of them keeping the belts together. But again, I would like trios titles if they're going to do that. And hopefully they do.
There's so many trios plus a gals.
Yeah.
On SmackDown. I'm Georges, says Off the Ball Network. Well, thank you.
Georges Gorge.
I kind of want to make like a little, I want to get like a little gourd and make him, look him little glasses.
I want you to get your microphone off your hair is what I want.
Oh, shots. I'm
sorry.
Fired.
Well, it's just that everybody keeps telling me how pretty my hair is. So I want to
hear y'all want to hear my impersonation of Kate.
Want to hear my impersonation of Sean? Oh, I'm not here ever, except for rare occasions. I abandoned
like,
you.
Like the 40 minutes before I go on vacation.
Oh, good for you. 40 minutes of work. I love implying so that Sean doesn't work hard. Will says if WWE wants to go full Bloodline Takeover, Ava should change the Dusty Cup to the Rocky Classic. I don't think that'll be happening, but she is doing much better in her role down there the past few weeks. It's very nice.
I had a great pitch for that role, by the way. I feel like in order to help her on screen as well, I feel like she should be looking for a GM assistant while she's there. And she takes applications, and the last one she gets is from Billy Kay, who then becomes her assistant GM in NXT. And finally, after all these years of applications,
Billy Kay gets hired.
Billy gets the job, and I think it would be really entertaining.
Cray asking, is there any way... they really risk Cody not finishing his story at WrestleMania and the ramifications of this. Oh, it's wrestling. Of course there's a risk.
I think they run the risk of really turning fans off at that point. Not like it's not going to kill their business or anything like that, but I think that they stand a real chance of people being like, all right, listen, we wrote out this story. It ain't ever going to end. So let's take a break or do something else. I think they really run that risk. They got very fortunate last year that people were like, we'll see. And guess what happened? Cody was put into holding pattern shit for months and months and months. Roman didn't need the title. And here we are.
Yeah. Firm believer both stories would have been better had they split the titles or Cody won them. But guys, leave a thumbs up on this video if you would and get in your super chats. We're going to keep Sean here for as long as you guys are willing to pay, but we'll give him the most relevant stuff for him. But we appreciate all the support that we are getting. Chats like this. What if Cody wins against Roman, but The Rock calls for a match against him and then beats Cody for the title? Massive heat. Rock head of the table, says Muhammad here. If Cody's going to win, you got to let him win, I feel like.
Booking for pure heat is the old way of doing things in WWE, and fans got so sick of that they had to tarp off parts of their arena with regularity. Like, that's the element of that. Oh, we got some good humper chats. Mike the Jeweler says, it's Satnam Sting! He says, what have I created? Sting first in the Hall of Fame for AEW. Yeah, I think that Sting would be their first Hall of Famer if they do that. If Sting, not
Brody
him,
Lee, right?
Or, yeah, if not him, then Brody Lee. I think adding one a year would be good for them if they ever did that. But Mike, I hope to see you. I hope you meet up with us in Greensboro. And New Lack City says, Kate, I was saving up for our date, but as far as question, is there a plan for a women's face of the revolution? Who was scheduled for Meat Madness that are out now needing the match to be changed? So I found out a little bit about that. They thought like AEW was aware of Miro's injury. They just thought that he was going to be healthy by this show, and it's slower than expected. He wanted Keith Lee as well, but he wasn't, you know, he's not good to go as of yet. But plan for Women's Face of the Revolution, I haven't heard that, but that doesn't mean anything. I know they were waiting to see if Julia Hart would get cleared.
Were those answers worth it? Breaking the bank for a date with me. Whatever.
Yes. God. Return his money so he can take you out.
Yes. Feels as though we're pivoting away from PG. It does feel that way, which is refreshing. It feels like a hip modern product. But Flamank asking, why did the show keep going black during the promos?
Chants and signs, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Brutal. Flamank saying, SRS, use the company car to buy Kate a normal mic so she can free from her hair. I am waiting for Optimum to let me move back into my office, and then I will set it up. SRS,
I mean, we'll expense a mic for you. What are we talking about here?
The way my setup is, there's not really like a good way to have...
You need to anchor one to the ceiling like Kennedy.
Just put her hand out and it drops.
Blow chew!
That would be sick.
Chew! One of those.
That would be rad. SRS, you're a handsome man. No one seemed to say that to you. Oh,
we haven't even gotten to any of the ads yet. We've gone 45 minutes ad free because of these super chats you guys have sent. Look at that. Wonderful.
Wow. You mentioned Revolution. We're talking WrestleMania, where there's great sporting events or sports adjacent events. There are betting odds, my friends. Mm. Darn it. We've got the sponsor in the house, BetOnline.ag. Mirror Sean is going to tell you all about it.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag. We can do this manually, by God. BetOnline.ag, 25-year track record. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm putting money on Sting winning. Right now, he's an underdog. I don't see that. I think he's going to win that. Like, I look at that and I'm like, you know what? You want to pay for some drinks? Bet on Sting at BetOnline.ag. But you don't just have to stop there. Like I said, 25 years online. They got the earliest line. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They got the fastest payouts. They got great bonuses, not just for wrestling. NHL, NCAA, NBA, UFC. Their payouts are done in minutes. They got the highest credit card acceptance of anybody else. They are safe and secure as well. All of the lines that we have ever gotten have been from BetOnline.ag. We don't run lines for anybody else. If you see them in wrestling, they're the ones showing wrestling some love. But I'm looking at those odds and I'm like, okay, Young Bucks losing is one that I would bet on. But you got like Wardlow. He was minus 500. I think that made an awful lot of sense because, you know, that's who the match was set up for. I look at Tony and Deonna and I'm like, okay, Tony's the favorite. Deonna, I think there might be a possibility to move on there and accelerate the craziness of Tony Storm. Samoa Joe as the favorite in the AEW World Heavyweight title match. I think that's about right as well. Check out all the odds over there at BetOnline.ag. I also personally think Daniel Garcia at plus 150 should win. I think Will Ospreay minus 2000. You'd have to make a big bet there. But I think it's the maybe the safest bet on the entire show. You can also check out all the great games on BetOnline AG. They've got a great VIP rewards program. Check them out. Make sure that you bet responsibly and only bet what you can. But they got a wonderful stuff over there, from casinos to blackjack to craps, roulette, keno. They got it all at BetOnline AG.
I was going to play the video, but Sean said, okay. It's about drive. It's about power. He's still hungry.
When we got a show that week and I've got odds I can read off, I just do them. But SRS, you've mentioned the changes, but let's reminisce on the Vince times. What are those changes? I missed the Raw reviews that were 50 minutes of just you and Denise chatting, than 10 minutes of the review. Well, more things happen. There are less rematches, even though one of the common complaints I've had lately have been the excessive rematches. But the shows are written and done well ahead of time, not like last minute. There has not been one time outside of the Raw after Mania that I've had the complete rundown change on me since getting it. People are happier. Just by and large, people are happier. Van Twinblade says, if you combine Kate and SRS, the cute fusion will be almost as cute as Maki Ito. That's us.
We're adorable.
That's us. Just
leaving Alex out in the lurch there. Damn.
And let's get to DNC Digital here before I hit the bricks. It says, despite Cody getting his match back and the benefits of Rocket Mania, is there any resentment due to The Rock getting himself in Mania? I haven't heard any. I think everybody knows it's very, very good for business to have The Rock involved. Mm-hmm. I think The Rock has understood that, you know what? Maybe he was wearing out his welcome in the film industry a little bit. In the comic industry, just a little bit. In the superhero industry, just a little bit. In the football world, maybe just a little bit. Let's go back to the one place. Oh, wait, no. In wrestling, a little bit too. Let's turn heel. Let's do great business. I think he's very smart. He understands that. And you know what? He's about to make a whole new generation of fans that can tune into his movies as well. So, guys, I didn't expect to be on for 50 minutes, but by God, here we are.
Well, here's a nice one to close you out on, James saying, I've said it before, I've been a fan of you since sadly had Russo on after Raw. Here, when the old channel got screwed, you guys are doing God's work. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for chat, James.
Thank you for tolerating Vince Russo. I'll tell you a funny story about that. So when he got hired at Wrestling Inc., I called Raj and I said, I am not compromising my integrity from someone who didn't have any to begin with. And to Raj Giri's credit, he said, no, I want you to challenge him on everything. And we did. And that's why we had very good chemistry. However, when I got hired by Fightful, I was so excited to no longer work with him. I was so happy. And then my second phone call with Jimmy Van, I said, you know, Vince gave his notice to Wrestling Inc. And Jimmy goes, yeah, I know. I hired him.
That's not what you said. It was much longer in detail than that. But we'll let you get out of here on that note.
Thank you guys so much. It was great to see you all.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for answering all those questions. And hey, if you have more of them, I'll put over Sean's Q&A on FightfulSelect.com. He does them every week. They are one of the most helpful resources in the business. Also on Fightful Select, the best scoops in the game. The most scoops in the game, the highest accuracy rate out there. Sean is great at not only breaking stories, but he will have supplementary and clarifying details for stories that other people break, whether it's Meltzer, Mike Johnson, whatever. He always provides a ton of value behind the paywall on Fightful Select. You'll also get things like me and Alex Pulaski doing paywall pay-per-view post shows. And we'll have one of those this weekend with AEW Revolution on Sunday. Banger of a card. Looking very forward to that. A couple more chats and then we'll dive in here. Will saying when Raw goes to Netflix, they will be able to drop the F-bomb. I'm very intrigued to see what happens, because you're also not working with TV minutes. So if you go over or under 5 minutes, the world's not going to end. ratings are different. How they're going to measure what success means is going to be different.
Right, yeah.
Very, very big move. Very, very big
move. I do want to say this about that. My rebuttal to that is, because I like to fight back with everything, is the fact that there's still a corporate company, which is owned by another corporation, TKO and them, and they are still PG. So even though you're on Netflix, you know, Netflix does have ratings. They still have their PG shows. They still have their PG-13s, blah, 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 blah. Could they move that line to a PG-13? I don't think they'll go TV-14 like AEW. I think PG-13 sounds a little bit better, but for them. But I just think that their company, the way that it's built right now, it's a PG product. So I hope that people don't expect them to go to Netflix and be triple X all of a sudden. No, it's not going to happen. They're just going to be, you know, still same old Raw. And I think with the PG rating still above them, they have to hide the holy S chance and so on and so on.
Yeah, they probably won't have to be as stringent on it, in that they won't be getting fined a ridiculous amount. But
right,
it is still a kid-oriented product, so
yeah,
they can probably just mute it in a way that sounds better rather than having to like hard out everything. God willing. But so we went in depth on that segment with The Rock. That took up 37 minutes of the show. So we don't have all that much to talk about, but we're going to get into the rest of it. Guys, get in super chats and humper chats for anything that you want to talk about that is show related. And please, a reminder to leave a thumbs up on this video. Helps people find us in the algorithms as well. So after this very long segment between The Rock and it wasn't really between anyone. It was The Rock and Roman Reigns and the Bloodline kind of being represented here, countering what Cody Rhodes had initially thrown out there. Well done. Very, very long, but the guts of it made a lot of sense. And we are starting to see the implications of White Night 1 and Night 2 of WrestleMania coming out of that. We switch gears into this Austin Theory and Grayson Waller backstage promo. We've got LA Knight popping in, asking where AJ Styles is, and Knight leaving, and Randy Orton appearing in the background. Waller and Theory were watching video of Logan Paul using the brass knuckles on Orton, who mocked Waller and Theory, thinking it was funny. Orton kind of gives the like, not so much deal with it, which I liked. And Orton says, I don't care which one of you, but one of you's got to get out there and fight me tonight in the main event. And Waller nominates Austin Theory. Now, it kind of feels like we're leading to a Theory-Waller split because Austin Theory's not happy about that. On Raw, we heard Grayson Waller say he did everything that he could to help Austin Theory when they were in Australia. He did nothing to help Austin Theory in Australia. And Austin Theory kind of like looked sideways at that. So it feels like there's some tension building between the two of them, which I think is good. My only thing with that is if the plan is to split them up, you can't turn either one of them face, I don't think. Like, Grayson Waller works so well as a heel. I don't think anyone's going to buy Austin Theory as a face. So that gets tricky. But I don't think the pairing is working for either of them anymore. So I'm not mad about that. But basically, we get Orton and Theory set up in the main event here. Perfectly suitable little segment to just set up what was coming down later. But any thoughts on this?
No, same. I feel like they've overstayed their welcome as a team.
Yeah, and they were never fully a team either. They were sort of a team, but also an alliance. It was kind of a some of that muddiness, I think, is what didn't really help that escalate. But we move on to get this a match. We finally get to a match here.
What?
We get Tiffany Stratton defeating Naomi. Now, this one was interesting because I felt like it could kind of go either way. Naomi's awesome entrance was not televised, unfortunately. I'm sure a sacrifice of the Bloodline segment taking so damn long. But this was a really fun match. I think this was Tiffany Stratton's best singles match on the roster. Her and Naomi have more similar styles in that they're both very athletic and have kind of gymnastics feeling backgrounds. Definitely the best moonsault that we've seen out of Tiffany Stratton. She had an outstanding performance at Elimination Chamber, really starting to acclimate to the main roster very, very well. Some nice spots in here where it was just anything you can do, I can do better. Some exchanging of strikes until Tiffany Stratton hits that spine buster for a nice two count in this. 8 minutes, 11 seconds. This was supposed to be a multi-segment match, as Sean alluded to earlier, but in the time that they were given, I thought they did a really good job. And Tiffany Stratton continuing to pick up momentum on the main roster. No complaints about this. Your thoughts?
Tiffany Stratton continues to kind of, you know, impress a lot of people. I know personally people talking good about her and just, you know, the overall presentation and who she is. And like I mentioned, I didn't watch her in NXT. Like, you know, I'm a fair weather NXT fan. I watch pay-per-views, if that, and I just continue moving. I have no idea, to be completely honest, who is coming up from NXT, who they are at all. It's just because I only watch SmackDown and Raw, right? But I've heard the name, and then I look into it, and man, she's good. She's good. And I didn't expect Naomi to take the pin there, but hey.
Yeah, that was an interesting one because it genuinely felt like it could go either way.
Sure.
I think it's a little easier to heat Naomi back up just because the shiny newness of her being back yet hasn't worn off. Everybody knows who she is. Everybody's excited that she's here. She's a veteran. I think making Tiffany Stratton look good early in her time on the main roster is probably a little bit more important. But James saying SRS and Jimmy are lucky to have such badass teammates. Let me tell you. I had no intentions of being in wrestling podcasting. It was something I did for fun with my friends before I got hired at Fightful, and then I was hired here. Every step of the way, I can't say enough about both Sean and Jimmy. I have been so valued here in every way, shape, and form, and my room to grow and expand. I'm listened to whenever I pitch ideas. Whenever I submit an invoice, I'm paid within 24 to 48 hours. I'm paid a fair amount, and I'm so protected by Sean in the way that he looks out for me from weird people on the internet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just from him taking care and being sensitive to different challenges that women face in this space. So my experience at Fightful has been only positive. All my male peers are fucking awesome. Like I'm so blessed to work in this environment. And so I feel so safe and valued here. There's nowhere else I would rather do it. So it starts at the top. I always say that with both Sean and Jimmy. Jimmy's like one of the busiest people in the world, and he has every right to tell anybody to F off with what he does for Fightful and how much faith and just honest sure. God money he's put up front. Anytime I've needed something or had an idea, he's there to listen within hours. He's the best. So I'm a Fightful shill, people have said, and I tell them to look up the definition of shill because I get paid to work here, so I can't really be a shill, but yeah. I've just had an overwhelmingly positive experience. So they have some badass teammates, but it starts with them because they bring in quality people from editorial on up. But anyway, let's go back to complimenting me. Kate, your hair is still looking fly. Well, hell thank yeah. you. Alexis, I didn't realize how much of a comics guy you are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are love that I still have over 10,000 comics myself. That's pretty
let's
cool.
talk baby slip into my DMs. Let me know what you got, baby.
That's what's up.
Show you a little that. Collar for a couple issues, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it around here.
Wow
you know, yeah, trade baby, you know, barter. That's what's up. Times are getting that's tough out there right now.
Well, we move on to the most predictable thing in the predictable world of predictability. But I can't say it's bad because this is the way the story should go. But we have a match between Bayley and Dakota Kai sure. who are taking on Asuka and Kairi Sane for 4.5 minutes, and it ends in a no contest. We got Asuka and Zayn attacking Bayley to start. Bayley going to the top early, but Kairi Sane hitting her in the butt, sending Bayley to the mat. A little later in this, we have Sane tagging in and working some tag team moves on Bayley, but Asuka tagging right back in. And Bayley Bayley runs both of them into each other at one point, Asuka and Kairi Sane. She cleans house, and the Warriors and Kai return to the apron, but Bayley tries to tag out, and Kai jumps right off the apron, leaving Bayley alone and betraying her, as everybody saw coming. But what's weird about this is the ending to me. They all gang up on Bayley, and they kind of pull back her arms, and they lay in some punishment, but it felt like they were setting up for a steel chair spot that didn't happen, mm-hmm. or what. They just kind of let her go, and the staging of that was very, very odd. There were no real stakes for this either. You can't do a title match because then why would Dakota not want to win? Like, Dakota would want to win tag team mm-hmm. gold herself. But this was just kind of a grudge match, I guess. I didn't like it. It felt predictable, and like the heat just wasn't there because they didn't really do anything to Bayley, and it didn't come across as. Sometimes these spots will be done and it feels like a predator toying with their prey a little bit. Like, we didn't get you this time, but next time, watch out. Like, we let you go this time, but we're going to make your life a living hell for the next month. It didn't give that vibe either. So, not much to write home about with the match because it was only 4.5 minutes long and it served the purpose of Dakota Kai turning. I'm kind of glad that this is getting cleared out before Mania because I want the women's tag belts away from this. Or away enough from this that it doesn't feel like it should be Bayley and Dakota fighting a tag match as well against the Kabuki Warriors. Like, it should be Bayley and Io, and then the tag belt should be doing something else. So mm-hmm. I'm glad this kind of got expedited quicker, but I don't know. It just, the heat payoff didn't happen. I'm sure this was affected by The Rock and Roman talking for 37 minutes too, but right. not bad, just for something that has been so swerve and twist and turn heavy with this damage control storyline. Didn't feel like it hit tonight for me. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, we've kind of known that something is going to happen. And unfortunately, this specific story right here has felt like it's been drawn out a little bit, like kind of pulled to its very, very core, like, how much longer can this go before, you know, the big payoff, which is happening, right? But, you know, now it's just like, cool. Now we've seen the full team now turn their backs.
Yeah.
What's next? WrestleMania, right? You're going to have some weird concoction of teams versus each other here. And then I guess, you know, like you mentioned, where the women's tag team belts and all this stuff, where does that land? Like,
sure.
It's a little bit weird. You know, this specific storyline with damage control has kind of, unfortunately for me, ran its course.
I'm very excited for the EO and Bayley part, but this just being
100%
predictable is kind of a bummer. It does feel like there were probably plans to bring in Mercedes for this, but she ended up going elsewhere. Right. So it feels like things might have gotten truncated there. But later, we do see damage control backstage and they're kind of yucking it up. They're laughing along a little bit here, but they run into Jade Cargill.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for everybody to cheer for me when I walk into a room as well. I would like to do nothing and get applauded and cheered for, very much so. So please just send clap emojis in the chat, leave comments that are very nice, do whatever you gotta do to make me feel like Jade Cargill in the situation, because all she does is appear and everyone goes nuts, and I envy that because she has all of this command and star power. I would like that. So please treat me the same. But I think it's interesting because we have Bayley and Io at Mania, but what is everybody else doing, right? Is there going to be some sort of alliance here where maybe Jade, Bianca, and Tiffany Stratton all show up or something, like just pulling names out of a hat? But will it be equal numbers on another side for some sort of reason? Has Bayley already planted seeds? Will there be an NXT call-up that fits this role? Like, is it going to be Jade beating up like 5 people at once? I'm here for it. What's that going to look like? But nice to see Jade here. And Nick Aldis steps in and says that he needs to talk to Jade. Can't say enough about Nick Aldis. he is just so natural in this role. He comes across as such a regular ass human being with authority. Like, there's nothing cartoonish about his approach, which makes me very, very happy. Will said, what do you think the tease of Io and Jade means? I don't know, except that I think maybe Jade might find a tag team partner and challenge for those tag belts, maybe in like a four pack or something.
Yeah. Or maybe just, you know, throwing her out there just so people don't forget Jade is still here. Jade is still part of what we're doing. You know, they've kind of not really used her in any real capacity. Obviously, Rumble's out of it because Rumble's a pay-per-view. So I'm talking about in every week television.
Correct.
They haven't really done much except parade her around when they kind of stopped doing that. So I don't know. To me, that's what it felt like. It felt like, okay, cool. She's 6'3", you know, beautiful, strong. Like,
it kind of felt like she wasn't signing on SmackDown.
She looked like she was going to kill them.
I mean, yeah, I would have been here for it, but it was weird because it looked like she wasn't signing on SmackDown because Bron Breakker did. Which I have a feeling perhaps maybe that's what Alex Pulowski is here to complain about, Alex.
Daddy, how are you?
Hey. I honestly don't know. My family's been battling a stomach bug, and so preemptively stopped eating.
Oh.
So I wouldn't have anything to vacate out of my body. So I basically have only been eating the stuff that you're supposed to eat if you have the norovirus.
Hmm.
But I don't know if I have the norovirus. I don't know if the pains in my gut are like the beginnings of some horrible explosive situation, or if I'm just hungry. If it's just because I ate a bowl of rice yesterday and that's it. Maybe that's it. So basically, I'll also because of all of this, I can't sleep. So I'm great. And then The Rock talked for 45 minutes. So, you know.
Alex talked so much.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I think it's kind of fun that we all get to find out together. You know who else pulled a
Dwayne tonight? Sean Ross Sapp, who came on this whole thing, ruined all my plans.
We did. We did have plans to do our own select show.
I'm important. I run the whole show. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm here to answer your questions that you're paying money to ask.
Yeah. I spend a lot of money on shirts. I'm Sean Ross Sapp and also The Rock. Blah, 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 blah.
It's also The Rock. Sean did. He was actually on here for about 45 minutes talking.
He was, because I watched.
So, what do you want to do? Do you want to do Fightful Select after this, or are you going to?
I'm starting it in like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to come on. I will hopefully be done talking about SmackDown by then. I won't be. And then when you're on, we have other things to talk about that don't relate to it. But we're going to do an emergency pod just to talk about it. We have to talk about Wrestlicious. You get no more context other than that, although I did tweet about it today. We have to talk about Wrestlicious. That's like a full episode in and of itself.
Very important.
And then we have to talk about the tragic ballad of Fancy Beach.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you more context than that either. You have to come to Fightful Select to see what we're going to talk about. But those are important things to talk about.
They're extremely important. We don't have our collision stream tomorrow.
We don't.
So this will be a nice little makeup for that. But one of them is 2K related, and I promise you have to be there for it.
You have to
and
be there for it.
Also, Wrestlicious. That's it.
Wrestlicious, man. Wrestlicious. Okay, so Rampage Report? Did you guys do that yet?
We didn't. Go ahead.
Claudio booted. He kicked a guy. Claudio beat Rujido, who was a very talented man in a fuzzy mask. He is also the tag team partner of the guy Magnus, who won in the main event versus Matt Sydal. And now Magnus is in the scramble. I think we all expected that. But at the end, Claudio faked honor. To shake a guy's hand, shook the hand, brought him in for a hug, lifted him up, kicked him in the balls. Claudio kicking small, fluffy men in the balls. That's not nice.
That's so rude.
That's not nice at all.
Thursday thing for me.
No, that was bad. what other things happened? Oh, Trisha Dora and Rio was really good.
Shocker.
Auber, obviously, but Riho won that, obviously. The Righteous and Lance Archer should just be the trio's champs.
They rule.
So just have the Acclaimed and the Bullet Club Gold run into each other so hard that everybody explodes. The only people who are left are Jay White and Anthony Bowens, but they're so disoriented, they go in separate singles runs.
Okay. Cool?
Then the trio's tag belts are laying there. They've fused into one because, again, they ran into each other so hard. Boy. There's one set of trio's belts. And then the Righteous and Anna Fletcher come in and pick them up. And then they defend them weekly across both shows. I solved the trio's division. And all it took was to bend the laws of physics.
That's it. See, so simple, so clean. You get great booking like that on FightfulSelect.com from Alex every week. Well, also, in addition to the stream that'll be going on after that, we'll be doing our Revolution post show behind the paywall as well. So head over there and subscribe. We'll have a Ridian and Phil on the main channel.
Oh, but Soraya's brother beat up Ruby's boyfriend.
Oh,
that's not nice. Right in front of Ruby, too.
There we go.
He hit him with a blackjack, you know, one of those little loaded leather things where what gangsters used to hit cops with or something.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. Like my dominatrix. I mean, that. Yeah,
exactly. I'm familiar with her work. Wait a minute. No, I'm not. I'm married.
What?
there was that. And I think that was that all of it? I don't know. Probably all of it. Anyway, Sour Fowler. Rock Talk too long. Dakota Rock too obvious. Split the tag titles before today. Like, why are we talking about it now? They should have been done, I don't know, months and months ago.
Assuming that's the announcement, which is a big
If it's not the announcement, then that will also make me mad. So I'm preemptively mad about that. So I'm sourer about that Fowler. So there's that. And then also Braun, not the non-NXT thing, I think is probably one of those things that he's not. He's currently NXT Tag Team Champions, but doesn't even care about that whenever he's on SmackDown, which is kind of weird. But that's honestly, that's like honorable mention. The other thing is that with the announcement that we are getting the tag match that on night one of WrestleMania, that cinches it. There's no women's main event this year again.
Yeah.
And so next year you have to do one. And maybe next year you don't have one. Like, because of whatever, like because somebody got injured, so you can't tell the story or whatever. Bayley and Io deserve the main event. I didn't think they were going to get
it.
I didn't think they were going to get it. I thought if there's going to be a female main event, it was going to be Becky and Rhea. But now they don't even get the main event. And it's just going to be this tag thing with this weird stipulation that, it's bloodline rules. I just think it should have been a lot simpler. If you win, everybody is banned from ringside from the bloodline. But if you lose, I'm the special guest referee.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And obviously, I'm going to call it for my guy. That's so much simpler. But this bloodline rules thing, which means you're going to have all these bloodline members doing all this stuff. And then Cody's got to get a team of guys to come down and help him during the match. It's going to be the most overbooked 52-minute match, including entrances. In the history of wrestling. But then again,
cinema. And don't forget the video package. Gotta show the video package.
Of course.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go now and let you guys finish, and then
I'm gonna let you finish. Well, yeah. I'll see you over on Fightful Select, where we will be talking about all sorts of stuff, but mostly Wrestlicious. And some very important developments in the 2K game that we will explain to you there and not here, because paywall, baby.
Paywall.
Be curious enough to subscribe.
I pay to subscribe.
Okay.
Dang right.
All right, well, I'm being called back to the Brabion.
Okay, bye. Bye, Dusty Rhodes Ghost.
Wow.
We have an extremely serious time behind the paywall, if you couldn't tell. So join us there. Our faces always get so big. We were talking about how great Nick Aldis has been. The only negative of a great Mania card is there's no space for Nick Aldis and Scrap Daddy match. I'm wondering if we get Nick Aldis in the ring at some point versus members of the Bloodline. I think that's very possible because of the way he's been acting as a manager. Well, saying I'm happy that Jade only worked one WWE match and she got one of the biggest pops of the night. She has been treated like a star and it is paying off. Her appearance in Rumble was great. Some of her best work that we've seen. Very intrigued to see what happens on the way to Mania. And Will saying that, I'm sorry, Ruby can kick his ass. She didn't need to. I'm on standby. It's true. Ruby's a little ass kicker. And Boris saying free Meek Mill. Well, thank you for that, Boris, who has made it back into our chat somehow. Ruby will have her revenge. We'll keep moving along here. Continue getting those super chats and those humper chats. Thank you for the support. But and sad news, Zion Quinn is dead. RIP Zion Quinn, because he died from Bron Breakker's spear in a 7-second match that was just Bron Breakker hitting a spear. That's mostly what you need to know about him. He has the best spear in wrestling. He's fantastic. He's also has a lot of really great other things about him. If you want to build him up to be a monster, not mad about him beating Zion Quinn, Dante Chen, people like that on the way there. He is half of the tag team champions in NXT. So I'm a little confused about what we have going on there, but not mad about it. He looks like $1 million. The only thing with Braun is he's like 5'10 or something. So he's going to look smaller than he presents. I don't give a crap about that stuff. They give a crap about that stuff. So I'm not mad about it, but this was a perfectly, this is, it feels very like the Wardlow track almost, like big squash. We're going to see a couple more of these 10 second, 20 second type matches. Sean said he was speculating, but he was like, man, I think this got chopped way down from 11 seconds to 7 seconds here in our spear match. What were your thoughts on this? Anything to add?
Nah, not really. I mean, they're going to continue feeding him, you know, these lower card dudes. Like, I want to see him go in and face someone already. Like, just get in front of somebody's face. Go at him. You know what I'm saying? He's been in NXT beating the crap out of everyone.
He has. And the tag team angle is fun. I'm wondering if this ends up moving Baron Corbin back to the main roster as well as the tag team. Oh, yeah. But we will see. Yeah, I would like to see him in a story as well, but it just feels like a weird time for that because we're so close to Mania. I don't know if I see him getting kind of shoehorned in to anything, but we've been talking about Mania. We're fresh off of Elimination Chamber. We've got Revolution coming up. And when you have so many pay-per-views, there is one VPN that you should know about to help you out with such a thing. And that is NordVPN.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful. But it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
Nord. I got my Nord.
Because you're not a nerd.
I am Nord, that too.
Okay, well, not like I'm in all of them.
Well, you know what? Just want to say that I have all 4 years locked in.
That's what's up. You know, you're hitting NordVPN. They're wonderful to us as a sponsor. Please be wonderful back. We appreciate that so much. They've made a big investment in Fightful. They've been a longtime supporter of us. We always appreciate when you reach out and are supporters of them as well. Great VPN, legitimately and very genuinely, a heck of a bargain when you use the code Fightful. Kaiju Thunder saying, do you think it's possible for all the living members of the Bloodline to make an appearance at WrestleMania before or during the Cody Roman match? That I don't know. I would have to go through the PowerPoint to see who's living, their relevance, what all of that entails or means. I think you might see Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu, people that you haven't seen yet, that still have long careers ahead of them as a possibility in that situation. But we keep moving along here. We get a street fight between Carlito and Santos Escobar, and booyaka booyaka. Rey Mysterio returns in a beautiful mask as Sean pulled up before. Oh, damn it. He didn't upload it. I was hoping that I could pull it back up. Anticlimactic mask for Rey Mysterio, guys. I don't know what to tell you, but a good little street fight. Probably the best Carlito has looked. He still can't expect him to be like where he was, obviously. But we want tables chance. We get we want apples chance in this. some fun stuff. Santos is just incredible. So we return from break and a trash can is over Carlito's head at this point in the match, which was really fun. And Escobar hit Carlito with a knee and a pin for a nice near fall here. Escobar running a splash on Carlito and Carlito having the chair ready, hitting Escobar in the head with it. And then out of nowhere, we get Angel Humberto showing up to beat down Carlito. Phantasma hit that triple team finishing powerbomb for a very nice near fall spot. And then the LWO run to the ring, fighting off Humberto and Angel until Humberto and Angel get rid of them. But wouldn't you know it, here comes Rey Mysterio. His music hits. He's coming out with crutches. Escobar maniacally laughing at him. And then turns out Rey Mysterio wasn't injured at all. A lot of injury swerves in the past week. Just had this on Wednesday. Just had this earlier in the show, kind of with Dakota. She was cleared to wrestle, but we had the fake injury at the pay-per-view, right? Mysterio hops on the apron. We get a spit of an apple from Escobar, the like apple missed spot, basically. He hits a backstabber, and Mysterio follows up with the 619 on Escobar. Carlito puts Escobar through the table for the win here. A fun street fight, considering the limits that we have, I think, realistically now with Carlito since he's been back. Nice to see Rey Mysterio back. That seems like it's shaping up to be a Mania program that should be a great one. And also just glad to see him back from injury. I like it when people are healed and able to do their jobs. That's wonderful news. This was fun. This was a fun thing to do. Santos Escobar is just one of the most grounded wrestlers in the world as far as taking things that can seem kind of silly or wrestling-y tropes that we're familiar with and just pulling back in, reining them in, making them feel so real. I love Santos Escobar. This match was perfectly fine, but I'm ready to get into the meat of this feud with our heel Santos Escobar and Rey Mysterio. Looking forward to this. What were your thoughts on this match and where are we heading for Mania? Do you think this is multi-man matches or do you think we get a one-off?
I think, you know, you get that one-off match with that one-on-one that Escobar's been looking for, you know? I mean, you kind of have to, at some point, you don't have to, but in my brain, you know, pass the mantle on. Like someone like Escobar deserves, you know, the hard work and everything he's been putting in. And it seemed like everything cooled down for a bit. They were opening the show. They were doing great stuff. And now they're just, you know, in that middle of the run. So I'm hoping that this heats back up for them. Because, you know, my boy Santos, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And Ray's back. So I think that
I'm not so hyped for Ray. I'm okay about Ray, to be honest. He's been wrestling for my entire freaking
yeah, and he's still
human
good.
Life.
He still knows okay? Ball. He could still wrestle.
I was born in a leap year. He's wrestling in a leap year. Okay, that goes to tell you. That's how long I've been watching wrestling.
But he's still good. He's better than his son still.
No, everyone's better. Come on.
We've raised you so well.
Yes, we raised you so well.
We did. We put you on the correct chain on this. I think you're silly. You should be very happy Rey Mysterio.
I like Rey, but I would like Rey in a lesser role. You know, I love Rey. I would like
this
Rey
is
to
the
kind of
story he got injured at though. This is the story he should come back to. He's got to get his comeuppance.
Right. All I said was that I wasn't like booyaka booyaka. I was like, oh nice, he's back. I like, you know, booyaking with him.
no respect for Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio.
I'm pretty sure he sometime would like to say, holy crap, I'd like to 619 my ass back to my couch for a little while.
Touche. Touche. No arguments on that. Well, we find out next weekend. Next week, we get Bobby Lashley going up against Karrion Kross in the longest running feud that has the least amount of stuff happening possible. Finally, Logan Paul will be back next week as well. Ooh. We get a quick segment with the new Catch Republic. Look, the Pete Dunne name change was great. It was wonderful. It was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
We could have stopped it there. We don't need to call British Strong Style the new Catch Republic. No, thank you. But this is where we get the tag announcement that we've already kind of covered in the show. So not a ton to talk about here, but Sean mentioned it earlier. Nick Aldis is very dismissive of the new Catch Republic, who was vying for another shot here. And that brings us to our main event. So last call for Super Chats and Humper Chats, please, as we come down the home stretch. Our main event is with Kevin Owens on commentary, which to me is the main event of all. Like, that's the biggest main event that you can have is a Kevin Owens commentary appearance. But we have Orton and Theory. We got Orton hitting an RKO after Theory tries a second rolling blockbuster. And even though he gets some late night offense in on here, it was a monstrous RKO from Randy Orton that did it here. And post-match, we have Waller attacking Orton, but Owens breaking up the attack, and the babyface is kind of standing tall at the end of all of this. Kevin Owens on commentary, man. Him saying, like, Randy and I are on cool terms. Like, we're friendly as you can be with a Viper, is what Wade Barrett alludes to on commentary. And Kevin Owens, I don't know why this popped me so hard, but he goes, that's the thing about Vipers. Absolutely killed
me. Yeah, yeah.
Randy Orton's laying in punches in the corner, and he's just counting along with him, and then he says 9 in French, and then Randy Orton follows that up with a European uppercut, and he's like, see? I say 9 in French, and it's a European uppercut. We got Europe on the mind. He kills me on commentary. He also had me howling during Elimination Chamber. When he's in the pod, the faces he's making and his let me escape the pod reactions are unbelievable. I absolutely adore it. Kevin Owens continuing to just be one of the most valuable people on the roster. I would like for his path to Mania to become explicitly clear because it's not right now. And I don't need him doing more stuff with Theory and Waller and Theory. We have already seen it several times, but that is our main event. What were your thoughts on our main event?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was, you know, I Randy Orton is just going to run shot right now. He's doing some great work, man. So I'm hoping that whatever this is leading to with him is, you know, it's meaningful. It's meaningful because I think, you know, I don't know how much of Randy we have left. And again, he's another person I've been watching since I was in, you know, my teenage years.
Long time ago. You're excited for him.
I'm not excited for him per se. I am more or less wanting to see where this is going to go with him because this is, you know, he had a tragic injury. I feel bad for him because I have had that injury. Oof. I didn't get the fusion or anything like that because I opted out of it. But
now
he
you can
went,
never wrestle again.
Right.
Your whole wrestling career really got derailed.
I was part of Jersey All Pro for many years. I just want to put it out there.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's just tragic injury. But admitted to world champion status. But anyway, yeah, I'm not like I meant to be. It's not like I'm super excited for him, but I want to see where he's gonna end, man. Rey Mysterio, I think, to me, has already ended. Like, what he's doing now is enhancing everyone around him. He's doing a great job of doing that and bringing, you know, value to the LWO and to Santos and to putting people up on different mantles. With Randy Orton, I mean, like, give him a belt, do something and say, hey, hoorah, thank you for being part of WWE. Now you can train people and do stuff, some cool stuff. Go work with Triple H backstage.
Like, I peer pressured you into saying nice things about Rey Mysterio. And I'm proud of it.
Well, first of all, the text message that I just read from you kind of alluded me to it. It affects my pay here.
It does not.
After 2 years, I'm finally getting paid. So, you know, I figured it out.
Stop it. We always pay here at FIFO. You just have to actually send in your invoices. All right.
What's going to happen? Somebody's going to pick that up.
I know.
I will not pay their talent. I cannot believe it. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kayfabe over here likes to remind me once in a while, hey, did you submit your invoice? And I'll look at my phone and say, you know what?
Did not.
I didn't.
Sean, always, we get this group message that's like, hey, this is the day, this is the time, submit it by then, please. And I am the queen of like 10 minutes after the time that you asked me to submit it. Thank you.
I know. Listen, I've tried to avoid. So what happens is normally I'm usually up because I'm doing 5,000 things. And then I'll look at my freaking watch and it says 12:10.
My problem is, as if I don't have an entire day to send my invoice, I'm always doing shows. And I talk so damn much that usually by the time the show is over, it's like 10 minutes past when I was like, oh, why didn't I send it earlier?
I have 23 hours and 59 minutes. And I usually wait until the 24th hour with 10 minutes on it to figure out, why didn't I send this?
Poor Sean.
And it happens twice in a month, by the way. So yes. By the third time I learn. Yeah.
That's what's up. Couple chats to close us out on this episode of SmackDown, which was 70% Dwayne. Wilson saying, to be fair, it's hard to key up a storyline when Mania match you're building to had a knee surgery. I'm excited for it. It's just Alex who is a hater.
I'm a hater. Wait, I'm a hater?
You were like, I'm excited.
Are we all haters?
We're all haters. We're Jamie haters.
I'm a little bit excited. This is not a Blue Chew commercial. This is 100% me letting you guys know.
I am fully erect for Rey Mysterio.
I saw your...
Don't clip it.
I saw your thing move, your microphone. It's not her hair. Everyone clip that and tag me on it, please.
Please do not. Please do not do either of those things.
I'm using that for my 2024 reel.
Oh, no, the internet.
Sending that over to Beacon tomorrow morning.
Oh, no. My deal is going to get taken off the table.
No, your deal's heading your way, so.
Yes, let's go. I'm going to have a big girl microphone real soon. Will saying, I see I'm going to have to hate Randy every time he sells his back the way. Same way I hate Brian selling his head. I hate how good wrestlers are at selling injuries. Hangman did it. Ricky Starks is really good at it. Kevin Owens is really good at it. I hate when people are good at their job in this one specific way. It's brutal. Randy is great. Randy is great at selling the back. And it was a very front-heavy show, but a decent main event.
Front-heavy.
We laughed. We cried. We made it. Jimmy with a final chat here saying, just showing some love for Kayfabe and the gang from Perth. Oh, I never get to watch you from Norwich, England. Keep cool, gabagool to all. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I've learned so much about both the Australian scene and the UK scene this year, and it's been really rewarding. So if you're looking for independent wrestling outside of the US, RevPro, great subscription to have, incredible talent, incredible visiting talent, Michael Oku doing an incredible job with Will Ospreay and Ospreay send-off, ZSJ stops by there all the time, Luke Jacobs is over there, the women's scene is really cool. And the Australia scene, too. There's a lot of really bright young talent. Delta, Matt Hayter, Jessica Troy. The Velocities are like one of the best tag teams available right now. Tons of great independent talent that I'm sure we'll be seeing on its way up. And hey, tons of post shows this weekend for you on Fightful and Fightful Select. We've got Grapsity. We've got... Collision, even though it's a pre-taped show, we'll have a very, very live post show. We've got your regular Revolution post show here with Iridian and Phil, and you've got me and Alex Pulowski on Fightful Select on Sunday night.
What
going to be
weekend.
A hell of a pay-per-view. Very much looking forward to that. We're going to close out here in a second, but before we do, Alex, where can people find you?
First of all, I'll be crying Sunday night when Sting finally, like you mentioned, I have an attachment to all these fine gentlemen, watching them for a very long time. You guys can find me here on the Twitter, like below, but that's what I mean by here. Right there, yeah, yeah. A Cardoza underscore Alexis Cardoza on the Threads and Instagram at Alexis Cardoza, and yeah, man, you guys are so nice to me online as of late. So, well, not as of late, I've been receiving really more. I've received more nice messages than I have been hate. I think it's because I've been actually blocking people.
Yeah, so it's, no, that helps.
I don't keep on getting bombarded. So. Oh, yeah. Love you all. There's Thank you for just, always. Go ahead.
There's just a lot of really fun stuff happening too. This Revolution card has been great. The Road to WrestleMania is here. We're in a good little spot.
And I'm very positive about things. Like, you know, unfortunately, the other day I put it on Twitter that people were just being mean and saying bad things. Not even just to me. Just reading it made me feel a certain way, and I was questioning whether I still liked wrestling or am I feeling like this place is ickier than the other. Like. I just had to stop and I took a break and I'm, you know, I love what I'm seeing.
It is, it was a very weird beginning of the year to be a wrestling fan for sure.
Yeah.
And will continue to be as things kind of progress, but really great wrestling makes you fall back in love with it. Like that's the beauty of it all. I'm so happy for all my friends that get to go to Revolution this weekend. They're going to see a heck of a moment in Sting's retirement and a great show, but I will be here holding it down at Fightful. You can join me on Fightful Select with Alex Pulaski on Sunday, but you can find me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. That's on X, Twitter, whatever it is, TikTok and Instagram now. I did my This Week in Wrestling show earlier today, which you can check out. And I ranted about New Japan a lot and how I hate the booking there, but also talk some WWE and some AEW as well. So head over there and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you would be so kind. But we're going to get out of here. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We appreciate your support. We'll see you on the next one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.